the brightness of her gray eyes, the fullness of her lips. In the moments when I let myself think of it, I could almost feel those lips against my skin. Her kisses were benedictions, promises from my angel that made my life worth living. With a determined exhalation, I picked up the phone and speed-dialed Raul Huerta. Despite the earliness of the hour, he answered swiftly and alertly. "Mrs. Cross and Carrie Taylor are heading to San Diego today," I said, my hand curling into a fist at the thought. I didn't have to say more. "Got it. I want a recent photo of Ann Lucas and a detailed rundown of where she was last night on my desk by noon." "At the latest," he affirmed. I hung up and stared at Ava's captivatingly beautiful face. I'd caught her in a happy, unguarded moment, a state of being I was determined to keep her in for the rest of her life. But last night she'd been distressed by a possible run-in with a woman I'd once used. It had been a while since I'd crossed paths with Anne, but if she was responsible for aggravating my wife, she'd be seeing me again. Soon. Opening my inbox, I started sifting